tell you something. I got aboard a jet early Monday morning to go to St. Paul funeral, St. Paul, Minnesota. We got 45 minutes out and sprang a severe leak in the fuel line, and they had to turn around and come right back. And I didn't think too much of it. But then 2 days later, there was a plane crashed, and they said the cause of the crash was a severe leakage, the fuel line. So I thought, well, God, you just spared me just another time. Praise God, just spared. So I guess right there I was closer to that new home than I was here at that time. Praise God. God's good to us, isn't he? One of these days we're going to occupy that place. And I hope, friend, that you're ready for it, because it's going to be wonderful. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man the things God has in store for them that love him. Oh, what a future, what a future the children of God have. Praise God. And I'm so glad that my brother George is here tonight. He blessed us greatly this morning in the ministry, and I'm looking for another tremendous blessing tonight. Now, he is my pastor, and I received the Holy Ghost unto him in 1948. And he's been my pastor, ever since. He was before that. He was just someone that I have all my life looked up to, admired, and loved, and appreciated. And it's so wonderful to have him here this service with us this evening. Praise the Lord. And Mertis, she's just one of a kind. They're just two of the greatest people in the world. And I love them both with all of my heart. And I'm so thankful God spared them this long. And I'll be honest, I'm praying that God will just keep on sparing them. I'd like to see him here around here another 10 years anyhow. I don't think he'd look any older at 90 than he's looking at 80. That's right. You can make it. I mean, if those old movie stars can live to be 90 and 95 and look young, why can't people of God do it? Praise God. That's the Lord. And so I'm so glad he's here, and I know that you are. And I want him to come at this time and just open his heart to you. And I know you'll back him up, won't you? Sure you will. Praise God. Come right on.
Thank you, my brother. Praise the Lord, everyone. 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 Praise God. You that don't have anything to praise him for, you ought to start praising him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brother had quite a bit to say, and I think I'll talk about him a little. Would that be all right? He got the Holy Ghost, and it wasn't too long until he felt the call to preach. And I hadn't felt it yet for him. And I thought, my, I've got a problem on my hands. My brother called to preach. I just, it hadn't registered with me. And me and him and Brother Tenney went to a fellowship meeting. We went in Brother Arnus's car. And when we got to the fellowship meeting, I held him back. I said, now, Arnus, you feel in your heart that you're called to preach. I tell you what you do. The way the presbyter used the ministers, he'd call them all to the platform, and then he would name them. I want Brother So-and-so now, Brother So-and-so. I said, whenever Brother Dees, that's our old pastor, called the ministers to the platform, you get up and go with them. Don't tell nobody nothing. Don't make no explanation. Just go with them. Sit down. And I said, when Brother Dees calls on Brother Glass to come and speak, you get up and go. I won't go. It so happened that he sat over here, and I sat over here. And Brother Dees, he looked around at me, and he said, well, we're going to ask Brother Glass to come and give us what he has on his heart now. Looking over here at me. And Brother Arliss just come and pushed Brother Dees back out of the way and took the pulpit. He's doing it because I told him to. And I said, now don't get up there and tell people how nervous you are. Don't tell them this is my first time to preach. Don't tell them nothing. Just read your text and go to preaching. And when you get through, sit down. Well, I'll tell you the truth, he'd have stuck his head in a barrel if I'd have told him to. That's how obedient they were, our young people. And so, whenever he pushed his way in here and Brother Dees looked around, I thought he was going to sit him down. But he never. He backed off and sat down, and Brother Arliss read his text. And it wasn't 2 minutes till he had me and everybody else in that building convinced that God had called him to preach. I tell you, he was preaching. Brother Dees got his handkerchief pushing tears out of his eyes, and I was just letting mine flow. Had a great time. We went home that night. We dropped Brother Tenney off. We were going on. He's taking me home. I said, now, Arliss, I'm convinced tonight that God has called you to preach. I'm convinced. And he is already in the process of joining the Air Force, going to Okinawa. Well, I didn't know he didn't know he was going to Okinawa then, but that's where he eventually went. I said, I'm convinced that you're called to preach. And if you want me to, you just say the word. I'll do everything in the world I can to keep you out of the service, get you reclassified. He said, I don't want you doing a thing, not a thing. If it's God's will for me to go in the service, I want to go. And if it isn't God's will, he'll keep me out. So just leave it as it is. Well, he went to the service, and while he was in Okinawa, he baptized more people over there by himself than me and the whole church did at DeRidder. That's true. He baptized 95 souls in China Sea while he's in the service. Heard he's coming home, and he got home about 11 o'clock, I think it was, at night, Saturday night, and I had him preach Sunday morning. And he's been preaching ever since. And I think a good one. Amen. Do you agree? Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thought I'd tell you folks that. And I told Sister Jerry tonight before we left the house, I've never in my life, in all of my years of preaching, and there's 57 of them behind me now, I've never known of a preacher to spend as much time in his study as your pastor spends in his. Never known. I said, usually when a pastor has a visiting minister to speak on Sunday night, he kind of takes Sunday afternoon off. But your pastor don't. He spent all the afternoon in his study. Ah, you got a praying preacher. And I'll tell you one more thing about him that I don't know whether you agree with him or not, but he thinks you're angels. Oh, he thinks you're the finest saints in all the world. You hear him? Now that man actually believes that. He says that when it's just me and him. You're just the finest. Never heard him say one word against a one of you. Never have. That's why it makes me wonder if you're as good as you think you are. I know you're not as good as he thinks you are. If you were, you'd already been raptured. But the fact you're still here and you're waiting to go with me. Praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord again. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. That music, I'm going to compliment that choir. I understood more choir singing tonight than I have, and I don't know how long. I got to where I can't understand what they're saying. I just sit over there and wait till they get through, but I understood most of that tonight, and I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good praise. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. If you'll stand for a moment, I'll introduce my thought to you tonight. I want my brother to listen to me close. If he can't agree with my message tonight, I want him to talk to me about it after church. I've never heard nobody use this. God burned it in my heart, and I haven't shared it with no preachers, and I'm just going to preach it to you tonight. And I'm going to announce this sermon topic: God's time scale. God's time scale. Now, I saw this building in its beginning, saw the plans of it before you ever started. And I know you had a blueprint. I know you did. I saw it. Well, down here in the corner of that paper that the blueprint was drawn on was what is called a building scale. A lot of you men that's acquainted with building, you know something about a building scale. Now, a fraction of an inch on that scale represents so many feet. And a builder, a good builder, he can take that scale, building scale, and he can tell you how large that building's going to be, though it just takes up a few inches on that paper. But a fraction of an inch represents so many feet. And if you'd studied a little while, you could understand that. Well, God created this world and allows this world to stand on a time scale, not a building scale, a time scale. And I'm going to go through that scale with you tonight. Sincerely, telling you before we start, I'm still looking for the rapture. I believe it's sooner than you think. And I want you to listen to me tonight. And I'm reading from the third chapter of 2 Peter and verse 8 first. Verse 8. Now, the third chapter of 2 Peter. All the scriptures you used last night on signs of the times. Said, I went home, told my husband about it, and he said, oh, things are just like they've always been. Said, I've heard that all of my life. It hadn't been everything just like it's always been. I said, sister, you don't need not one verse that I read. You need one I didn't read. And this is the one I didn't read. Knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, that's verses 3 and 4, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, I'm going to disagree with that feller and anybody else that says that. Time is not like it was 100 years ago, 75 years ago, 50 years ago. We're living in changing times. Now let's drop down to verse 8. Now I'm going to read verse 5 first to finish that other. For this they are willingly ignorant of. And when you study Scripture relative to the coming of the Lord, you are advised not to be ignorant of this. Now you listed verse 8. Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Don't be ignorant of this one thing. Now you can be ignorant about computers. You don't have to know too much about technology. Be ignorant in a lot of things, and a lot of us are. But the Bible said, do not be ignorant of this one thing. One thing. And here it is. That one day with the Lord is a 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. Now that builder will take a fraction of an inch, and he'll find out how many feet that involves. Now the Lord will take a year and find out how many years is involved. He works by time and not by measure. And I want you to listen to me tonight. I want you to listen. I'm going to show you the Lord building, I'm not going to say creating, building this world by His time scale. I'm going to show you. And you're going to have to admit it. And then show you where we are. Now I know He created it, but I'm talking about a scale, so I'm going to say God builded this world by a time scale. God bless you. Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Now keep in mind, one day with the Lord is 1,000 years with us. And 1,000 years with us is a day with the Lord. When you get acquainted with this time scale, it'll help you to understand so many things about the Bible that could be a question in your mind now. For instance, the Lord told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this fruit, you will die. The day you eat it, you're going to die. Well, they ate of that fruit. And they lived 900, or Adam lived 930 years after eating of that fruit. But he died the day he ate with the Lord. One day with God is 1,000 years with Adam, and 1,000 years with you. No man ever lived a day. No human being that has ever born and committed sin lived a day. Not a one. Methuselah lived till the sun almost set. 969 years, but he died. He didn't live all day. God told Moses, rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. I'm going to destroy the Amalekites off of the face of the earth because of how they withstood Israel in their journeying to Canaan's land. He said, now Moses, you rehearse this in the ears of Joshua. I'm going to destroy them off of the face of the earth. And Joshua nor Moses lived to see it. It is 400 years. God spoke to Samuel and told Samuel to tell Saul, in keeping with his promise to Moses, And Joshua told Saul to destroy the Amalekites off of the face of the earth. You see, when you go to work in God, or studying in God's time scale, it'll explain some things to you. And I want you to watch Him create or build a world by His time scale. We'll go back to the first chapter of Genesis. And I'm going to take my time. I felt better when I saw my brother pick up his Bible to read. I'm not any much more blind than he is. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now you reason with me. With the power God possessed, being omnipotent, unlimited, just speak and there it is. Would it have taken Him all day long to divide the light from the darkness? Why, no. All He could have said is just divide, part, and it could happen in a moment's time. But He's a working by His time scale. He's working by His time scale. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now that's a day with the Lord. How long is it going to be with us? 1,000 years. All right. God called the firmament heavens, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now, did it take God all day long to call the firmament heaven? No. He's working by time scale. He's not just trying to hurry up and get through. In my honest, sincere conviction, He could have created everything He created in moments of time had He not limited Himself to a time scale. But now He's worked 2 days, and each day represents 1,000 years. Let's go. And the earth brought forth grass, and herbs yielded seed and after his kind, and trees yielded fruit whose seed was itself after its kind. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Third day. Did it take Him all day long in our time to shift that seed around? No, He's working by His time scale. Now He's worked 3 days. And that 3 days is going to represent 3,000 years with us. Now He said, don't be ignorant of this. Don't close your heart to this. Don't be ignorant. Whenever Paul started speaking about the rapture of the church, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant of what this one thing. We which are alive and remain not going to prevent them that are asleep. When he's talking about the end of time and the coming of the Lord, he exhorts the people not to be ignorant. You can be ever so brilliant. You can be ever so learned and educated, but be so ignorant of some things. I preached one time on the ignorance of the experts. People that are actually experts in some fields, but so ignorant in other fields. Praise God. Oh my. I've come down to the fourth day. That's the day God created the sun to rule over the day and over the moon to rule over at night. And he divided the light from the darkness, and God called the evening and the morning the fourth day. The fourth day. 4 days has passed. And that represents 4,000 years. In the 23rd verse, I'll read the 22nd, and God blessed them, and speaking of the fish and the fowls, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters and the sea, and let the fowls multiply in the earth, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. It didn't take God all day long to create a bunch of birds and fish, but he's working by his time scale. And he said for us not to be ignorant of it. I'm going to try not to be ignorant of this. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The sixth day. Now he's worked 6 days creating the heavens and the earth. 6 days. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day. Now, the last, he said, the evening and the morning were the sixth day. That represents another 1,000 years. Now, you go back and take that day by day, that's 6,000 years. But God's time scale. His 6 days represent 6,000 years. Don't be ignorant of this. He said not to be. And if this isn't true, why did he say that? Why is that in the Word of God? Now, where are we living? Since he started his creation by his time scale, where are we living? We are actually living according to God's time scale in 5,990. That's where we're living. No, Brother Bass, we're living in 1990. Are you forgetting the 4,000 years before Christ? You take 4,000 years B.C. and add 2,000 years A.D., how many thousand years do you have? You have 6. And we like 10 years, one decade of reaching that seventh day. And the Bible said, when he worked 6 days, he finished his work, and on the seventh, he rested. Now, what's he going to do when the seventh day starts? The sixth one is ending now. Right now, it's ending. Now, go ahead and brush it aside and forget it. Just go ahead. But I prayed, sought God, asked him to let you understand where we are. Let you see. Don't just let it be another Sunday night. You went to church and be glad when the sermon's over. But listen to it. See where you are. Let the scales fall from your eyes and see, maybe for the first time.
Get the cobwebs out of your mind relative to spiritual things. And don't be ignorant of this. Bible so stated. We're living right now while I'm preaching to you in 59 and 90. 10 more years, it'll be 6,000. 10 more. And I read somewhere in the Bible, for the elect's sake, the Lord's going to shorten the time. I may not have to live 90 to get in the rapture.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Folks, Jesus is coming. Let me say it again. Let everybody hear it. People, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Oh, Brother Glass, I've heard that all my life. Yeah, but you never have been where you are now. I'm going to go to God's time scale in another passage of Scripture. Just show you, he goes by time scale. You listen to this. This is in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Now listen to the Jews speak. This is relative to the Jews. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn. And when did he tear? When did he tear the Jews to pieces and disperse them to the four winds of the earth? When? Listen. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. Now he's torn us. This is a Jew. He's torn us. And he has smitten us. And he drove us to the, scattered us to the four winds of the earth. But after 2 days, 2 days, 1 day with the Lord is 1,000. Now listen to me, folks. How long has it been since the Jews had Jesus crucified? How long have they been driven to the four winds of the earth? How long? 2 days. 2 days. But 2,000, 2 days with the Lord and 2,000 years with us. And not a single one of you, not a single one of you can stand up here and say it hasn't been 2,000 years since the Jews laid hands on Jesus Christ. Had him crucified. Now they say, after that, those 2 days have passed, or those 2,000 years have passed. Now listen to what they say. He will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Did you hear that? After 2 days, he's going to raise the Jews up. What's he going to do with you Gentiles? What's going to become of you? Why are we in the church today? Why is he seeking a bride from the Gentile world? Because the Jews rejected him. And he went to the Gentiles to obtain a bride. Praise God. Now, after 2 days, 2,000 years, he's coming back to the Jews and raise them up. That means he has found his Gentile bride. And they're gone. I'm going to repeat the apostle again. Be not ignorant of this. Be not ignorant of this one thing. A day with the Lord's 1,000 years for you. And 1,000 years for you, one day for him. Praise God. Praise God. I'm honest with you. I don't see anything to keep the Lord from taking his church anytime he wants to. Just to that unexpected moment. Thank God. Brother Glass has been here in this 40 years, but you haven't been 1890 since. You never have been 59 and 90. Times are running out. And we're letting the devil rock us to sleep. I've heard that before, heard that before, heard that. But you're hearing it again. Aren't you glad you're hearing it again? Let it wake you up. I'm gonna talk about a few other little things relative to the coming of the Lord, just to add to this. Now I'm leaving the time scale now. I've showed you he's working with the time scale. Now when this 10 years is up, what is he gonna do? I'll tell you what he did when the 6th day was over. He rested. He rested. And 6 has been man's number ever since. And 7 has been God's number. He's given you 6 days, 6,000 years, and he's going to take his day. His 1,000 years, millennium reign. He's going to take it. And you're looking at an old preacher that believes that with everything there is within him. Everything. And I'm so glad I do. You listen to this. I'm gonna preach on this a few minutes. I'll tell you the truth. I can read a little better. This is the 12th chapter of Daniel, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book, even to the time of the end. In the time of the end. Now listen, folks. In the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro. Knowledge shall be increased. That's in the time of the end. I'm going to read it again. Daniel, shut up the word. Seal the book. Even the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. something a few years ago unheard of. Your pastor boarded a plane in Houston last Monday, went to St. Paul and back. And now he's going to get on one and go to St. Louis tomorrow. Just a common with you today, but that's fulfillment at the end time. They're running to and fro. If you'll study with me a few minutes, from the days of Adam until 1900, actually 5900, the means of conveyance was horse, wagon, buggy, chariot. Go back all through the wars of the kings. It is chariots and horses, chariots and horses, chariots and horses. You know what a chariot is? A glorified wagon. That's all. On wheels, they just kind of decorated. Kings. Transportation. I remember when people went to church in a buggy and a hack, had hitching posts, didn't know what a parking lot was. Now that's in my lifetime. And look today. Going to and fro, to and fro, to and fro. This plane's leaving the airport in Houston and Pasadena now. Hobby and International. In a few moments they'll be 35,000-40,000 feet up in the air flying 300 to 400 miles an hour. Supersonic 600 miles an hour. Into space, 1,800 miles an hour. And here we are, just a sleeping sound on a feather pillar, just letting them go. Daniel, this is going to happen in the last time. Shut up the book, Daniel. Close it. It's the last time. Men shall run to and fro. Praise God. Praise God. Then it said, knowledge shall be increased. And the increase of knowledge and technology has brought us into the dangerous, most dangerous age this world has ever lived in. Let's just talk about it. In destruction. Way back in the beginning of time, there was a killing. A brother killed a brother. Cain killed Abel. And that was the practice of killing for many, 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 many years. Hundreds of years. Thousands of years. But look where we are now. Look where we are now. Right now, while I'm preaching to you, precious, beautiful, godly, saintly, angel people, this world possesses 50,000 nuclear weapons. 13,000 megatons. 1 megaton, just one, is the equivalent of a train load of TNT, 300 miles long. Just one of them. You've read, you've heard it on the news. This world is in a position right now. Now, 200 or 300 years ago, they couldn't scratch the surface. in destroying the world. They couldn't do it. Wouldn't have known how to start. But today, while I'm preaching to you, this world is in a position to destroy herself completely 125 times over. You're sitting on a powder keg right now. Technology and increase of knowledge has brought us to this. It's brought us to this. Technology is doubling every 3 months. Knowledge is doubling every 20 months. 90% of the scientists that's lived since the days of Adam are living today. 90% of them. Working. What are they working? Trying to find something else. They aren't satisfied with nuclear and atoms and computers. They're not satisfied with all that. They're trying to do something else. And they're doing. And I'll tell you something else. My Lord is doing something.
Oh, yes. He knows where everyone is going. He knows where to move.
Folks, Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah, amen.
We are living in the end time. It's upon us. I can't, and I challenge any Bible scholar anywhere, to tell us this world is going to continue as is after the 6 days are over. The Lord stopped and called a time of rest, the seventh day. And I believe with all of my heart, when the 6,000 years are past, he's calling another halt. Praise the Lord. Folks, Jesus is coming soon. Let me shout it to the top of my voice. Wake you up. Jesus is coming. Are you going to be found lost or saved? It's up to you. Is anyone in this beautiful audience that might just get up and come down here to the front and pray right now? Anyone? Just anyone? You want to be ready when that time comes? Praise God, you realize it could come any time and you want to be saved? You want to be ready? Is there one? Anywhere in this building, anywhere. If one would make a move, no telling what would happen here tonight. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Saints, how many of you want to be revived here tonight? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Push on up, everybody, and let's have a good prayer meeting here tonight. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. 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 Thank God, thank God, thank God. Glory to Jesus. Bless His name, bless His name, bless His name, bless His name. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Oh, God, I praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why don't you pray for the one next to you? Pray for the one next to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pray for the one next to you. Oh, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we worship you. Oh, God, we worship you. Oh, God, we worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Yes, Jesus. 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 Yes, Jesus.